News Talk Saturday.
You have a dodgy box. Because according to figures that we've unearthed here over the last week or so in researching, we have discovered that 400,000 households, I mean, just an extraordinary figure, 400,000 households still have a dodgy box, apparently bringing various content into their home. But there is attempts to step up enforcement against those of you who do still have one. Companies like Sky and Virgin are looking at gathering information from WhatsApp messages and so on to try and build a picture and then in some way either get penalty points or prosecute people a lot more vigorously than has been done up to this date. And I'm joined by Adrian Weckler, who is the technology editor at the Irish Independent and host of the Big Tech Podcast. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Emma.
It's great to have you. Now, this has been a problem for a long time, but I get a general sense that enforcement efforts have slightly stepped up. But what can the guards do when there's 400,000 people with these particular devices? They're in a very, very difficult position.
Well, they could decide to enforce the law because owning and using a dodgy box is against the law in Ireland, according to the Copyright Act of 2000. But the problem, as the guards have said, is it's way too common an issue to effectively prosecute. And the means of prosecuting it itself is too onerous. So the big problem and the big difference between, say, here and some other European countries which are starting to fine dodgy box users. The difference here is that to do that in Ireland, you have to launch a formal prosecution through the courts with all of that rigmarole and all of the procedure and the many months and the paperwork and everything. And in terms of what you're actually prosecuting, it's not considered to be worth it, right? That's what I've been told here in Ireland. So therefore, the guards right now, they do not turn up at your house to say, we know you're using a dodgy box because we've raided one of the sellers down the road and your name turned up on a list and therefore we're coming after you now, right? So that doesn't happen at the moment. There are signs, when I say signs, there are aspirations and there's some evidence from other European countries that that system over time might change and that it might become easier to find and prosecute dodgy box users in Ireland.
Now, Adrian, a lot of people will be screaming at the two of us saying, why don't they cut off the supply? Who is providing these dodgy boxes? And is there some way to cut them off? That doesn't seem to be possible either.
Well, the suppliers in terms of distributors, people selling the dodgy boxes, someone who your friend referred to in a WhatsApp group or on a Facebook page or some other social media entity and who you kind of then WhatsApped and then you ended up paying, you know, a tenner a month or something or fiver a month. That supply chain, it does face some disruption. There have been several prosecutions over the last 12 months. There was a couple of high profile ones that have been in the news where guys from the East Coast have been in the High Court. One of them has had to fork out hundreds of thousands of euro. One of them got a jail sentence. So that's the guards do go after those guys. But the problem is, this is a business that is relatively easy to set up. It sort of relies on wink, wink, nod, nod. It relies on communities and social clubs, on I know a fella who'll hook you up. And
Adrian, just for people who don't understand, what is the dodgy box? Just explain to us what we're talking, what kind of device technology is involved here.
You mean for the 400?
Yeah, like what is, for those of us who don't have one, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, we're talking about a small device. It can be a little plug-in device that plugs into the back of your telly. It can be like a small Android box. You plug it into your TV and it effectively goes and picks up premium sport, premium movies. It bypasses, illegally, but it bypasses the paywalls and the software locks that are on those premium services, so like Premier League football or Sky movies or whatever. That's what a dodgy box is.
Yeah, because it used to be just people stuck a sat dish on the back of their house and could get everything that way. I mean, is that a separate form of piracy that's still going on?
You can legally use a satellite dish to access legally available TV streams. And that might include TV stations that are included in some pay packages here in Ireland. But that you won't get like Premier League football and UFC and Formula One and, you know, the latest blockbuster movie on demand the way that you will from a dodgy box. Again, I have to say, it's illegal to do this. It's illegal to sell it. But that is what we're talking about here.
And what struck me when you replied there was the size. You're saying this device, what size are we talking about? A few inches? Can they be that small?
Well, okay, so I'll give you an example. So the Amazon Fire Stick, completely legal device, legal to buy, legal to use. Some distributors have illegally modified that device, that legal device, to be able to access streams of sport and of film. So it could have been an Amazon Fire Stick. Again, that is a legal device, but which illegally modified. Now, as it happens, Amazon has introduced a new interface operating system that makes it much more difficult to do that because it was aware of that issue. We've reported on that in the past. But yes, it could be a small device that's maybe 3 inches in size that plugs into the HDMI port, the normal port on the back of your television.
So a lot of this is being done via the postal system, I'm guessing. They just stick it in an envelope and post it into somebody who's paid a few quid.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting is the sophistication as well, because generally speaking, the dodgy box services or suppliers, it's a direct debit or it's a payment process that is set up in the modern way. Like, this isn't handing a fella, you know, a crumpled used tenner, you know, at the back of the pub. This is an act. It's all done digitally. It's all done online. Some of the suppliers and the distributors are outside Ireland, but many of them are in Ireland. So they're the ones that the guards go after at the moment. That's what the likes of Sky and the FAI and the GAA, who are the organizations affected here in terms of the revenue streams, that's what they're having to do. But that, as you pointed out, that doesn't really work in the long term, because if you're not going to be punished, if you don't have guards turning up at your house, then the temptation there is just too strong to have one, and then there's a temptation is to sell them. The key thing, I think, difference this year is that other European countries are starting to fine users directly, and they've done it by changing the law. So instead of having to involve the director of public prosecutions and launch a really formal court prosecution, what they do is they give the power to a regulatory agency to issue administrative fines on people. And this is the way the process works. The guards raid a seller of the boxes. They find his or her lists. They verify that those lists are correct. In other words, and you might be on that list as one of their customers. And then you are issued an administrative fine, similar to, say, penalty points in the post. And that fine could be €150. It could be up to €750. That's happening in Italy at the moment.
It's probably not enough of a deterrent. I mean, it's small beer for a lot of people, isn't it? 150? Well, I mean, I don't know, but
750?
Well, yeah, that's slightly different, but...
You know, and the way they operate it in Italy is if you're a repeat offender, it can go up into the thousands of euro. At least that's what the statute books there say. So you're right. I mean, the risk of €150, I think, probably would not be a significant deterrent if in your head you're paying a tenner a month instead of €130 a month, right? That's a point very well taken.
The final definitive question, Adrian, do you think if I was to interview yourself and me were to talk a year from now, we'll still have roughly 400,000 dodgy box owners, give or take?
I think there will, because I don't think that the government will change the law in that time. I do think a change in the law is inevitable over time. I don't think it's sustainable to keep the current system, because it's not just Sky and it's not just million pound a week Premier League players who are at risk here. It's kind of the whole TV system as well.
Okay.
If you can't fund TV programming, then TV programming won't be made.
No, listen, it's a well-made point. Adrian Weckler is technology editor at the Irish Independent, and he is host of the Big Tech podcast as well.
News Talk Saturday.